Afrobeat music is a genre that combines traditional African musical styles with Western genres like funk and jazz and dance music. Today I'm talking about Fela Kuti, a musician who first coined the term Afrobeat and helped popularize it around the world. In 1938, Fela Kuti was born in Nigeria, which was a British colony at the time. Fela was born into a very accomplished family. His mother, Fun Malayo, was an activist in the anti-colonial movement, and his father, Israel, was a minister and school principal. Fela had two brothers who were doctors and a cousin, Wole Soyinka, who had been the first African to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. In 1958, Fela was sent to London to study medicine, but instead he chose to study music at Trinity College. Choosing to play the trumpet, he performed in bands that played jazz as well as a genre called highlife. Highlife is a genre that originated in Ghana. It features traditional African music structures, but it's played on Western instruments. In 1963, Fela returned to Nigeria, which by now had won its independence. He trained as a radio producer and performed in highlife bands such as Victor Olea and his All-Stars. In 1967, he went to Ghana to devise a new musical direction. He first began using the term Afrobeat to describe his music. In 69, he traveled with his band to the United States and stayed in Los Angeles for nearly a year. During this time, his exposure to the Black Power movement influenced his music and political views. After that year, he returned to Nigeria when it was discovered that he and his band had been in the U.S. without work permits. With his band now named Africa 70, he began to write lyrics of a more explicitly political nature. Fela continued to be a vital musical and political presence through the 70s, 80s, and 90s. A couple highlights from his music and activism. On the album Zombie, he made a scathing attack on the Nigerian army, using a zombie as a metaphor to describe its tactics. The song later caused him to be banned in Ghana when a performance of his caused riots. He formed his own political party called MOP, M-O-P. This stood for the Movement of the People, but it was also a metaphor to indicate that the party's intention was to, quote, clean up society like a mop, end quote. In 1984, he was jailed for currency smuggling. Many insisted that the charges were politically motivated. Fela had been highly critical of Nigeria's president, Muhammad Buhari. In 1997, Fela Kuti died. His funeral was attended by more than 1 million people. That's what I have for you today on Fela Kuti, the godfather of Afrobeat music. I highly recommend finding some of his stuff. If you can find it on vinyl, even better. But listen to it. Check it out. It's great. All right, guys. I'll see you here tomorrow. Take care.